Sermons are great, but sometimes it's nice to move from the pulpit to a conversation around the kitchen table. This is Ask Pastor John with pastor and author John Piper.
John, I have visited and ministered in a number of small churches where it becomes apparent that nothing much has happened for many years, perhaps decades, as far as public manifestations of love and action. When we see or are in a situation like that, it's so easy to be impatient. But can you explain what you might do if God plopped you in a situation like that? Where would you begin?
I would begin by preaching the gospel and displaying the infinite worth, the all-satisfying worth of God. In other words, I wouldn't start at the symptom. Absence of love is a symptom of absence of faith, and absence of faith is a symptom of absence of seeing the beauty of God, the absence of truth. And so I want to start at the bottom and just celebrate the glory of God, especially near the cross, because these people are going to need forgiveness, and then move out from there to seeing the beauty of the cross, move out from there to being satisfied and savoring the beauty of the cross, move out from there to all the fruits that begin to grow out of a happy church. Now, my goal in fixing the love problem is to fix the prior satisfaction problem. The reason people aren't loving each other is because they think that they're only going to find satisfaction in having the last word in an argument, or having some revenge, or having some security so that they don't get out of their comfort zone in order to go bless another person. And all those are lies. Those are lies of sin, that you're going to get more satisfaction in those unloving ways than going back to Jesus, finding complete satisfaction in Him, and then letting that spill over, even if it costs you something, onto other people. So you start at what will make people happy in God, and that's a display of the beauty and the glory of God.
Thanks for joining us for Ask Pastor John. You might also enjoy our teaching program. Look for it on the front page at desiringgod.org. In 25 minutes or a little less, John Piper unpacks God's Word in his own unique, God-intoxicated style. Look for it at desiringgod.org. And check out our resource library, www.desiringgod.org.